BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
BBC Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, good news if you know your thrash metal covers. There's a round about them on our quiz, Don't Look It Up. Also, what do you do with photos of your ex? Do you keep them as photos on the wall? And we have a pop legend in the mix. It's Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Radio 1.
Sasha in Leeds says, OMG, the start of your show has made me run around the living room mad dancing like a loon. Chloe Nuckfield says, loving the Hugo intro. Nice touch. That song made my day. It can just lift your mood when you drop NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. Hello, Chris Stark.
Oh, I love a bit of that. That, for me, that feels like, not done it for ages, but do you remember we went through a little time, me and you, of going to a karaoke bar? Is that what you call it? A karaoke bar?
Karaoke
is like a karaoke
bar.
Place.
It's been a while.
And you hire a little room and then you just go on a mad one for an hour, don't you?
Yeah.
And that was the kind of stuff that we would perform beautifully.
We would love to book a booth when we could, you know?
We'd book a booth, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And we'd just be in that box there. It was always hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
And we'd just sing.
Well,
we did it
last year. God, that was last year. A lot's happened. We did it on Instagram Live with Lewis Capaldi on the Radio 1 Insta, do you remember?
That's right, yeah, yeah, we did do that.
I'm getting so many comments from friends, family, listeners about yesterday's DJ set. They could not believe that we managed to get the Redknapps back to back. Wasn't it good?
So good. Best one, in my opinion. I'll tell you why, because for me, it was just such a different mix of music. So different to anything you hear on Radio 1. Hearing a bit of Frank Sinatra on Radio 1, why not? Go on then.
I hosted a internal BBC pop quiz Zoom last night.
I saw this, right?
Yeah.
So in our WhatsApp group, I missed so many messages. And you know where it just banks up and there was like 100 messages. Anyway, I finished late. I was doing something last night. Finished late. And then went on and you properly suited up to host this quiz.
Yeah.
It was like full on tuxedo.
Bow tie.
And then some sort of green screen behind you.
It was good. There was like 300 people on it, all people that we work with. But yeah, everyone was chatting about Harry and Jamie Redknapp on the show yesterday. It took Harry a while to join the video call. Harry! Just connecting now. Harry?
Yeah, have I done it?
Yeah, you done
Go
it!
Go on, yes. Harry's here.
Yes! Here he is.
This is a miracle.
What?
A miracle has happened.
What was
I've pushed a button and I've done something right.
It's not only.
Oh, tight.
Sandra's here.
Hi, Sandra.
Oh, right. That's okay.
Was there stress going on in your house, Harry?
Was there stress?
Yeah.
Sandra was on the phone, so she couldn't help me. So I thought, I'm going to try to do this myself for the first time. So, I pushed something. I didn't know what I was doing. And suddenly, the surprise came appeared.
This is awesome.
But if you asked me to do it again, I wouldn't be able to do it.
He is an absolute beautiful mess, isn't he? And then, like, after I hosted the quiz last night, I put Gogglebox on and there was Harry and Sandra, who are brilliant. So is Grimmy, by the way, on it. I love him on it.
Yeah.
And then this happened. Harry dropped this one in. All right, Harry, let's have one from you.
With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. I did it last year at the Sound, 5,000 people. I was up with DJ Luck and MC Neep. You know this one, ta-da-di, ta-da-di. I love this song. I sung it at the Sandfest last year.
Yeah, what do you remember from it, H? Do you remember the chorus?
With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night.
Now, I'm going to speak to DJ Luck and MC Nee, and when we're back on the week after next, let's please make this happen, but let's do it properly. Let's record it properly, shall we?
Harry. We've had this idea. We do need to speak to Harry about it, but I think we should definitely go for it. Can you imagine? Let's just get it done properly. A re-release.
Okay, so people here will speak to Harry. I'll speak to Luck and Neat because I had him on the chart show a couple of weeks ago on Where Are They Now, my retro feature. And let's make this happen, guys, for the, when the week we're back on. Clara's on next week, then we're back on the week after. Legends only on Thursdays on our DJ set. Today, Sophie Ellis-Bextor is choosing some tunes at 1 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Neve.
Hi.
Right, you've got a question for us, have you?
Yeah, kind of.
Go on.
I've got a box full of photos of me and my ex, and I really don't know what to do with them.
When did you find it?
My mum sent it to me this weekend.
Well, I had this exact situation once where an ex turned up. I wasn't at the house at my time, but my mum had to take delivery and then phone me, which was one of the saddest phone calls I've ever had to receive, to say that a shoebox full of just my things had arrived and a couple of like hoodies and stuff like that.
And I can imagine the phone call as well. Christopher, yeah, what do you want, mum? Christopher,
don't get upset.
Christopher, don't get upset, but blah, 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 she's brought a box round and it's got everything in it that you gave her. That was it, wasn't it? That's what Teresa said.
Yeah, that's what Teresa said. So I obviously wasn't very happy with that. Yeah. However, I imagine she was upset and she wanted a way to deal with it. So put all the things in a box, send it over. But then the question is, what do you do with that box? Have you done the same as me and just keep hold of it?
Yeah, I've just got hot. Like, I was looking through it on Saturday and there's photos of my ex-ex as well in there. It's like my mum's been storing them.
Okay, so
it's at home.
It's not just one. Yeah. It's a few exes in there, is it?
It's an ex-box.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we used to do a thing about this on the show, actually.
Yeah. Hang on, is it your mum? Is it your mum's ex-box, though, in a way? Like, she's keeping things of all your exes.
Why she kept them?
I don't know. She found it under my bed.
Oh, right. So it was yours. She's not been making collages of your face and that.
Okay, so what should you do with the box? That's the question, right?
I found some stuff. Mm. You know, I'm moving. I found some stuff a couple of weeks ago.
From one of the exes?
Yeah. I didn't know it was still there.
Is it like... can I describe it? Is it... What kind
photos.
Of goods is it?
Just photos.
Oh, photos.
And a tie rack, weirdly.
I mean, what's in this box? Is it... Maybe that's where we start. Is it just photos or is there goods there that we can sell?
Well, there is goods. There's like old toys and things like that, like cuddly toys.
I was going to say, good.
I'm going to say, yeah, putting that in there.
Right, here's what you do, okay? And this is really working for me right now. Whack it on eBay.
What, the photos?
Maybe not the
photos.
Yeah,
what's she going to do with that?
Everything else. But, it might not be much, but you've made a bit of money out of it. Do you know what I mean?
If you sell the goods on the website, Scott's telling you, it is a bit like you're liquidating that relationship and putting a value on it. And the value of your ex is, say, £6.40.
Yeah,
do you
also
know what I mean? I quite like that you can quantify what that relationship, that ex relationship, is now like.
Yeah, £6.40.
Start the bidding at a penny.
I'll tell you what, if you put any stuff on there, let me know and I'll place a bid to get it up a bit for you, all right?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think we should go a step further and help you with this. So perhaps what you should do, and then we'll do this in the next couple of days, send us over details and pictures of all the goods and I will help you write a description which will get more money from anyone that sees them on the site.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, I'll help you with the descriptions.
To get a stash together, I'm not going to say we're making you loads of money here, but like, you know, at least it'd be something.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll discuss that again when we next chat.
Okay, sounds good.
Scott Mills.
Matty says, so myself and my ex had a very mature breakup. We just drifted apart, no hard feelings. However, I do find it a bit odd that my gran still has a big photo of the two of us in her living room. So every time I go and visit her and we stick Bake Off on or something to watch, she's just sat there watching me.
Run!
Yeah. But that's your gran, that's not actual you. Mark, have you got photos of your ex on your wall?
I've recently moved, they're no longer up, but they were up for quite a while. But the difference was, although she was in them, her face had been covered.
What do you mean?
So we went on holiday together about 6 years ago to Florida, Disney. So you know at the theme parks you can buy like photos when you're on the roller coasters or if you meet characters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we did that. About 4 or 5 months later, we ended up breaking up. But I really liked the photos, and they weren't cheap, so I thought, well, I'm not going to get rid of them, but it's a bit weird keeping her up on the wall, even though we're not together anymore. So I thought it'd be a good idea to print photos off of my best friend's faces and then literally just blue-tap them over the top of hers.
Okay, so it's her body with your various mates' faces blue-tacked over.
Which brought me a laugh, because at the time it was a bit sort of depressing having them up, but then every time I saw my friend with his massive beard on top of a tiny girl with a sort of bikini on swimming in Florida with me. Yeah, it brought a laugh, really. So it was almost as though they went on a holiday that they never got to go on. So.
Yeah, that's. I really like this idea. You've turned something potentially sad or emotional to a funny situation. I had a sort of similar thing recently where... It's a kind of annoying when you there's a really good photo of you, you know, you look absolutely banging in the photo, but it's with your ex, and it feels bad just sort of cropping out if you have a rogue hand in the picture. But I recently set up a Stan account for my old chain that I used to wear, inspired by Connell from Normal People. We did this on the show, and it's been tricky getting pictures for that that don't include an ex. Mm.
It's difficult, John. Like a dating app or your social media, you've got that awkward little hand.
No.
Well, here's the trouble. Chris wasn't single for very long. You never have been, Chris.
Oh, no. Oh, this is a different discussion, isn't
apart
it? You
are a serial relationshiper.
Well, it's when you Tarzan between relationships, isn't it?
You did do
You're
that.
You're sort of just swinging from rope to rope. Oh!
Yeah, that was you. That was you. You were Tarzan. Right, I want to hear from other Tarzans as well. There'll be loads. Can't actually be on their own. Like my mate Robbie. Swing! Here he goes.
You Tarzan
next
a bit, actually,
no,
Scott.
No, I do
last,
not.
There's as been... long as I've known you, you've been no, swinging away. No. Oh!
Oi, there have been gaps.
Barely.
There's to have.
You've,
don't you aim that back
barely,
at me.
Barely slipped from the rope.
It's not all the time.
Come on, then. Last 4 or 5 years, do you want to name?
There was a definite gap, I'm just saying that.
What we need to establish with what we're talking about here is how long is a gap... To, that isn't, say, just going from relationship to relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a good subject because there are so many Tarzans out there. It must have been lol, though, for you, Mark. Are you in a relationship now?
I am in a relationship now, yeah.
All right, so I take it that the pictures have all come down, have they?
They've come down, yeah. We recently moved and those pictures are boxed up somewhere at Mum and Dad's with Joel's face on them still. So.
Okay. See, I wanted to hear from people that... have still got photos of their ex up in their house, but they're with someone new. And as yet, we haven't had that. But I think they might start to come in now.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Steph. Steph says it's more awkward when parents don't update the photos around their house. Very awkward when you bring the new boyfriend home for an introduction. And then my mum, she now has a frame where she has to do some quick switches and has just stuck the next photo in front of the old one. Lol. Quick, change it.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Amy, how can I help you?
Hi, Scott. Well, we do have pictures of our exes on our walls.
What, you and your partner do?
Yes, we do.
Okay, why is that?
Well, in a nutshell, basically, when we were young, we both obviously dated our exes. It didn't work out. Scroll through 6 years later, our exes are getting married to each other. And then we actually got together and actually we're all friends and we're actually in their upcoming wedding.
Whoa. Okay. Hang on, there's a lot here. So...
My mind's blown. Hang on a minute, though. So the exes have ended up getting together.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
That's mad. Where do you live?
Wow, this is just like when it's an old reference, but it stands, right? And they put people in two lines, and one became hearsay, and the others became Liberty X. And then Liberty X just sort of rose up and became the more successful one. Have the X's become arguably a better couple?
Yes, they're a fantastic couple. They fit amazingly, and me and my partner fit amazingly, and everybody finds it so strange that we basically essentially swapped.
Yeah, you've swapped there.
Yeah.
It kind of went unnoticed what I just asked. Where do you live?
We live in Leicester, sorry.
Leicester.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out, do you accidentally slip your hand into the wrong hand, or is there any point where it gets a bit weird
or confusing?
Confusing.
Thankfully not. It's quite funny now. We actually can laugh about things now in the past and stuff like this. But yeah, it's quite funny sometimes when you look at the table and go, "Oh, we've all been with each other, so to speak."
Oh, yeah. Lol. Yeah. Lovely.
No, I think it's. I think I'm all right with it. Nothing that I can see suggests. I just had a quick Google. Nothing that I can see suggests that Leicester is famous for this. So it's just you guys.
No.
And Chris, thank you as well for the incredible Liberty X metaphor there. Thank you. Well, yeah. I'm glad that you're happy and they're happy, you know?
We're absolutely great, and they're great friends, and we're so looking forward to their wedding, so it's going to be great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. Quiz mode, let's go. This is Don't Look It Up. It's a quiz on the radio. Do not use the internet. Don't Google it. Fiona in Lincoln says, I'm quizzing with my other half. He's at work, I'm at home. And they've introduced forfeits now, so he lost yesterday, and the forfeit was broccoli juice. Healthy, but disgusting. Enjoying that forfeits are now part of the thing. Let's say hello to Quizmaster Grace. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I was going to say good morning. It's actually afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Okay, let's get on with it then. Pen and paper ready, or if you're playing with a mate on WhatsApp, come on, it's like a little quiz. You've been doing them for ages now, for weeks. Get involved. Lunchtime quiz. Get your WhatsApp ready to ping the answer to your friend or whoever you're playing against today.
Round one.
Round one, Grace, is what?
Year 6, British Geography.
Oh.
Rubbish.
This is after the success of Year 6 History, the round yesterday. That went well, so we've gone for Geography. Question one, please.
Which city is further west, Bristol or Edinburgh?
Oh, good one. Can we repeat that, please?
Of course. Which city is further west, Bristol or Edinburgh?
5 seconds. Very good, because you do think of Bristol as the west, but then you need to go up a bit. Sorry, I'm just working out. I don't think there's probably much in it, but I'll say Bristol.
Yeah, I'm going Bristol.
The answer is Edinburgh.
Get
no
out.
Point, oh. Sorry.
Do you know how much by? No.
No, sorry.
Okay, cool, it's just west. Trick question, that
just
one.
Just true.
Okay, just true. Just deal with it. Okay, number two, please.
Question number two. Ben Nevis in Scotland is the highest mountain in the UK. But how high is it in metres? And I will take the closest. They will get the point.
Okay. Oh. 5 seconds in metres. Never been up Ben Nevis, have you?
No. Tricky
Would
one,
like
this. I don't know.
I'm going to say 2,000 metres.
Yeah, it's... Well, that's... I mean, it's... I just snorted then. That's... I don't know why I've just done that.
What's wrong with that?
I'm going to go... No, because I don't... Like, that's... For me, that sounds ridiculous, but it is massive, isn't it?
It's big.
Okay, well, I'm going to go a bit less than that then. I'll go 1,500.
The answer is 1,345 metres. So, Chris, you are closest.
Come on.
Absolute salad. Okay, question three then.
Question number three. In what English county would you find Britain's lowest point?
Oh, hello, geography. Okay,
Oh.
5 seconds to think about this. I have no idea, and I'm going to get no points at all in this round. Chris?
I don't know. I'm going to go Hampshire.
I'll say Dorset.
The answer is Cambridgeshire, so okay. Neither of you get the point, I'm sorry.
None. At least you've got one, though.
Yeah, I've got one. Let's move on, eh? It wasn't the best round ever.
Well, it's because we did poorly at it.
Year 6.
Some people...
Year 6 geography. Year 6. I didn't even notice it was the year 6.
Some
one.
People may have actually smashed awful. That. Some people may have smashed that round.
Well, year 6, what, 12-year-olds? Brilliant.
Yeah. Some people are going, what? So Edinburgh on the east coast of Scotland is further west than Bristol. Have a word. Don't quiz the quizmaster, please. Okay, back with round two and three next.
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
Got some very, very argumentative listeners today with the Bristol being west fact. It's true. Think about it. There are so many more places west than Bristol. Yes, it's the west of England. Devon and Cornwall, wester. A whole country, Wales, much wester.
Yeah,
your mind blown?
But that's, yeah, that's kind of obvious, isn't it? But what we're saying is Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Wales is obviously more west because it is on a map, isn't it?
Yes, but Edinburgh is also more west. Don't be confused because Edinburgh is on the east coast of Scotland. It's still more west. People saying that they've got... their geography grads have been on. But the UK bends in Scotland, thank you. Right, anyway, so
you bend in Scotland.
I can. So that was, yeah, so much reaction to round one there. It's all to do with curvature, babes. But yeah, we didn't do well at geography meant for 12-year-olds. I'll tell you who did, though. A class of year six children who are in school today. That's Mr. Marr and Miss Bell at St. John's School in York. They're playing along with the Year 6 geography. We're actually helping with their work. Isn't that great? Educational. Radio 1. Probably not so much this round, though, as we move into...
Round 2.
What's this, Grace?
Thrash metal covers.
OK, so it's a famous song, but done by a thrash metal band. We've got to guess what it is?
That's it.
All right, OK, let's have number one, please.
Number one, can you name this track that charted in 2019 from this cover? I'm going to give you a clue because I think it's really hard. The title of the track is in this clip.
OK.
Oh, yeah.
5 seconds. What is it? Oh...
Oh, that's so annoying.
Because I can know hear it.
Yeah. Bomb.
Bomb.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember the name of it.
What you're saying, Scott?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm getting really hangry now as well. It's near lunchtime.
I don't know. Just tell us. It's going to really annoy me.
It was Lizzo with Truth Hurts.
God! Oh, God.
Question number two.
If you've got Lizzo, then give yourself a big point. Yeah, go on.
We play it on Radio 1 a lot, but can you name this track from the metal cover?
Yes.
Five seconds. Were these ripped off YouTube and recorded into your phone, Grace? Just FYI.
Yep, while I was in a large bathroom.
Cool. Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa.
Yep, Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa.
That is correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Okay, next one, please.
Okay, it's one of the biggest hits of this year, but can you name the song and the artist of this cover?
Five seconds. What are we looking for?
Artist and track name.
Chris?
Yeah, The Weeknd. Or Weeknd. Blinding Lights.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is what I've got.
That is correct.
Woo!
I think I prefer this metal version.
No, Grace, you're wrong. It's a very good song. You're just really bored of it.
You're wrong, Grace.
Just really bored of it. Okay, next. Okay, Scott. What have you said?
No, you're wrong, Grace.
We have heard it a lot, let's be fair.
We have, yeah.
Okay, what's round three?
Football mascots.
Oh, good. Go on, then.
Question number one. Which London club's mascot is a giant green dinosaur... known as Gunnosaurus Rex?
Yes, you know this one, Scott.
Can I have the question again? I'm sorry.
Sure. Which London club's mascot is a giant green dinosaur known as Gunnosaurus Rex?
5 seconds starting now. Hang on. We've done this on Five Live. Is it Arsenal? Is it Arsenal?
Chris?
It is Arsenal. Well done, Scott.
Well done.
Remembered. Okay.
I'm impressed.
Next one, please.
Question two. In 2015, Patrick Thistle's new mascot made headlines after it was described as terrifying.
Patrick Thistle.
What?
It's Partick Thistle.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so it's not a man.
Who's
called
Patrick Thistle?
Okay, I thought it was a man.
Carry on. You're wrong, Grace.
You are wrong, Grace.
Wrong again. I'm
you're
so sorry.
No, you're wrong here.
It was described
again.
As
terrifying. Yeah, go on.
It was described as terrifying, like a giant crisp with a monobrow. But what was the mascot meant to be?
Meant to be? Oh, this is hard.
Okay, here is your 5 seconds to think about that one.
What a difficult question, because... Okay, so the mascot, you'll love this, Scott. I actually do want you to look this one up, because the mascot, famously called Kingsley, it's terrifying.
Right.
Right? But I thought... I didn't know it was meant to be something, so... Going by that, it looks a little bit like a Simpson character gone wrong. So I'm just going to go Bart.
Okay, I don't have an answer to this. I have no idea what anyone is talking about.
Okay, the answer is it's supposed to be the sun, so no points there.
Oh,
okay.
But I like your thinking, Chris.
And also, shout out to any Patrick Thistles listening that thought the quiz was about them for a second. And final one in this one, football mascots.
Question number three. In 2018, Watford's mascot, Harry the Hornet, complained about being shown on TV without their what?
Okay. 5 seconds. Unfair because he's a Watford fan.
Did I say it all right?
Oh my God, what's
Hello,
that picture
Patrick.
You just sent me, Chris?
That's the mascot. That's Kingsley.
That's awful. It does look like a son, though. Terrifying. I don't know is the answer to this.
Chris?
He removed his head. I don't know what you'd call it. Yeah, mask, head.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he removed his head. Correct.
That's not
He wasn't
allowed.
Happy.
You're not supposed to do that. Oh, you're not supposed to come out of a character.
Well, no, it was bad form because he was having a little rest. And then I think it was the Crystal Palace media team saw an opportunity and then it sort of exposed his real face.
Oh, no.
He wasn't mad happy about. It's a very Crystal Palace thing to do, to be honest.
And I've learned this. We're not really supposed to ever see who is behind the mascot there because it upsets people. Like it remains mysterious, or it should, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. At the end of that quiz, I did rubbish, Chris did better.
Chris, you scored 5, Scott, you scored 3, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not as bad as I thought. Let us know how you did today, please, on 81111. Sorry, someone's going, can you please replay Patrick Thistle? 81119. Oh, Greg James has played along, you just said, Grace.
Yeah, he got the Nevis answer spot on, apparently.
That's because he went up
He's just texted me, Patrick Thistle.
Oh, no.
All good. I would have said the same.
Thanks, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Scott Mills.
Legend slot.
This is
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
In the mix.
It's Thursday and it is the legend slot. Today it's Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're good. Where do we find you in the house, Sophie?
I have squirreled myself away in a bedroom, hiding from my own children.
Excellent, good. Now, I want to just check you're all right, because you were actually on Radio 1 Newsbeat last week.
Yes, I fell off my bike and hit my head.
It looked quite bad.
You know what, today, this is actually the first thing I've done that's sort of not just been in my pyjamas and sitting around convalescing, actually. So hopefully if I don't make any sense, then you can kind of put it down to that. Yeah, I felt very foggy, actually, for about 4 or 5 days. I don't recommend it. I basically was cycling along a towpath and then I swerved to avoid someone and went down the side. The tide was out, so I landed on the on the concrete at the bottom next to the Thames. I don't recommend it. It was a bit of a shock to the system, but luckily I'm all right. I didn't break anything, which is a good thing.
Also, I bet you've been asked this now so many times and you're so bored of saying the story.
You know what? It's actually, it's more just sort of absorbing the shock, really. I'll tell you what was more knackering. It's actually reassuring everybody you're okay afterwards, because everybody's very concerned, especially because I put a little thing on Instagram to thank the runners that stopped. And then I stupidly sort of didn't really think about the fact that woman falls off bike might be something that got put in the news. So my poor dad, I hadn't even spoken to my dad at that point. That's how my dad found out, which is really embarrassing. And then you have to spend a lot of time telling people it's okay,
yeah,
it's
I'm
okay.
Fine.
But anyway, I am okay. The thing I should stress to you guys and your listeners is do wear a helmet, because I was not wearing a helmet, which makes you feel you don't need anyone else to tell you you're an idiot for not wearing one, you know. Banging your head is enough of that, but yes, I would never cycle without a helmet now. It makes sense to me.
I find it a bit tricky out and about on the bike. Like, I really enjoy it. My bike's got a bell. Oh. And I haven't cycled on a bike for I'm saying about 10 years before that, and I find it really weird moving people out of the way by using the bell. It's just a really odd vibe. You know when you're used to driving a car? Yeah, exactly.
It's quite...
My bike, I sort of go for the bell and then think, actually, this is pathetic.
It's really going back to basics, isn't it, the bell?
I might as well just shout.
Yeah.
It's like the whistle on a life jacket. It just feels a bit ineffective.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right, listen, we're so glad that you're on doing a mix for us today. What should we play first?
Yeah. Can we have The Weeknd, please? Because I'm a big fan of The Weeknd anyway, and I don't know if you've seen the video for this song, In Your Eyes, but... It's quite weird. It features a girl who ends up dancing with a decapitated head, which isn't your average dance video.
It's not, is it? Okay.
I like it. I like its boldness.
One of the biggest songs of the year. This is The Weeknd on Radio 1, chosen by Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
In the mix.
The Weeknd, In Your Eyes on BBC Radio 1. Okay, Sophie, next choice, please.
Okay, well, one of the songs I really love is The Streets and Tame Impala.
Yes.
Calling Me Thinking I'm Doing Nothing Better. I think it's been so nice to hear Mike Skinner's voice again. I always love The Streets.
He's actually going to do a DJ set for us, by the way.
Ah, cool. Oh, that'd be fab.
Yeah. But for now, it's all about you. This is Tame Impala and Mike Skinner on Radio 1.
Call and call my phone thinking I'm doing nothing better. I'm just waiting for it to stop so I can use it again. You call and call my phone thinking I'm doing nothing better. I'm just waiting for it to stop so I can use it again.
The Scott Mills
Legend Slot.
This is
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
In the mix.
The Streets, Tame Impala, Call My Phone Thinking I'm Doing Nothing Better on Radio 1. Every time I have to say that, I'm like, okay, that's long.
It is long.
Yeah. Sophie Ellis-Bextor is with us. Hey, I want to talk about this feature on Love Me Not, Skepta.
Oh, yeah.
Did they call you and say, we want to do it?
Yes, exactly that. So Skepta got in touch and asked to clear the sample for Murder, and I was really excited. We spent a day together filming it as well, and so I got to meet him, and it was really fun, actually. And I think it's really innovative what he's done with Murder. It's really cool.
Hey, how cool is that, Chris, right? That your song is so famous that you don't even call it by its full name. Or you just call it... No, but that's great. I imagine being in that position. Yeah, Murder.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so Murder. Casual. It's the casual
awesome?
Way of describing a legendary song.
It's great.
Yeah, Murder. Yeah. Murder was good.
It's like, if Drake could be like, yeah, I was really surprised by the success of Bling.
Yeah.
You don't need to
Or you just go for the letters. MOTD. Because although that's match of the day as well.
Match of the day, exactly. Yeah. I shorten it. I think you're very kind to me, because actually the flip of it is, imagine being a singer so lazy you can't even be bothered to say the name of a song that's only got three words
no,
on
but
it.
That song is so iconic. It doesn't even need to be. Everyone knows what you mean when you say Murder. Okay, so this is the Skepta bit.
Murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groom.
So is it the original vocal?
Hey, hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You better
not steal the moon. So how does it work? Do you hear it first and then you get a call asking about permission? Or is it permission first, then the song happens? Does that make sense?
It's usually simultaneous. So they'll say, we've made this track. This is how the sample sounds in the track. What do you think?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. And you heard it and you're like, yes, you can have it.
Yeah. No, I love it because I think it really brings it into a totally different dimension. It's got such a different feel. And I like the juxtaposition.
I think there's only one real track we could play after talking about that. Do you mind if we play Murder?
Only if you dance along.
Okay, right. Here it is, Murder. Sophie Ellis-Bextor. It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groom. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. BBC Radio 1, Sophie Ellis-Bextor is choosing our tunes for us. One of your classics, Murder on the Dance Floor there.
I love that so much, Sophie. When you know, with songs like that and Spiller, Groove Jet, where is the funniest place you've heard that song? Or where has been the coolest place for you? Is there a TV show where you've heard the song being used and you're like, ah, it's my song?
Or if you've been dubbed or anything?
Well, I know this isn't exactly what you meant, but what sprung to mind was actually more when I was probably just after Groove Jet had come out and I went to the doctor for a checkup, and the doctor started saying to me, as I was having, should we say, quite a sort of personal examination.
Sure.
She said, oh, I heard you on the radio this morning. I heard that song, Groove Jet. And I stupidly said, oh, well, I hope you don't think of this whenever you hear that song again, which is probably cemented in her mind for the past, like, 20 years.
Definitely.
I mean, but, like, don't, I'm not being funny, don't, like, she shouldn't have said that.
It was a bit incongruous, but... Also, very British. I was sort of too polite to say, do you mind not talking about that right now?
That song was everywhere. Like, I swear I was watching The Office the other day. I think it was a show like The Office, and they were playing Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah.
I think it was. It must just be so cool to have... Do you know what? In I guess the most basic question I'm trying to ask you here is, it must be so cool just having such a legendary song that you just see everywhere.
Well, I think, you know what, genuinely, I've never really lost the thrill of any time I bump into my music when I'm not expecting it. And I mean, you know, sometimes it's something really exciting and big like the Skepta collaboration, but other times it can be something just really like, I remember I went through a phase of watching lots of Don't Tell the Bride.
Yeah.
And they had this scene where someone, a groom, had tied a ring round a chicken's neck to propose to his wife.
It was
a bit
odd. One.
And they played a song of mine called Love is a Camera while the chicken was running around the garden, and I was over the moon. I was like, this is brilliant.
Let's get to your next choice.
Well, I don't know about you lot, but I'm really missing festivals and gigs, and so I wanted to play a bit of Katy Perry because it really reminds me of the last time I went to Glastonbury and saw her live with my husband and my sister, and we danced around in a field. So let's have some of her. So we've got some Daisies.
A great live performer.
Yeah, really fun.
Okay, Daisies, it's on, chosen by Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
The Legend Slot.
Daisies, Katy Perry, chosen by Sophie Ellis-Bextor on BBC Radio 1. Okay, Sophie, next selection, please.
Well, I don't know if this has happened to you as well, but I found during this whole lockdown bit, I've been listening to a lot of songs that I loved when I was younger that have got really good memories for me. And I've been kind of going back through back catalogues and listening to stuff that I loved when I was a teenager. It's got, you know, reminds you of hanging out with your mates or happy memories that way. So one of those bands has been Daft Punk. I've been listening to a lot of the early stuff, and Defunct, which I think was their first single.
Yeah.
Just still sounds amazing. I love their production so much.
BBC Radio 1, Daft Punk, Defunct.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
In the mix.
We'll be right back.
The Scott Mills
Legend Slot.
This is
Sophie Ellis-Bextor
in the mix.
Okay, I don't think there's any other way to finish this DJ set. Can we play Groove Jet?
Oh, you can. You know what? It's nearly Groove Jet's birthday, so yeah, let's do it.
Is it?
Yeah, 20 years old in August.
Oh, listen to this.
Which
intro.
Version are we playing? Are we playing the 20-minute long version of this that I had on one compilation CD, or is this a shorter version?
Oh, bloody well hope not.
Chris, I thought we'd go for the standard 3:46.
Oh,
I didn't even know about the 20-minute one.
Do you not? it features a lot of you.
It must. 20 minutes, sorry about that.
Sophie, thank you so much for being on today.
All the best. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, DJ set on BBC Radio 1. What a legendary song.
The Legend Slot.
This is
Sophie Ellis-Bextor
in the mix.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Where are you today, please?
I'm in, I would say, sunny Dorset. I'll go with delightful Dorset.
Delightful Dorset, okay. Are you furloughed at the moment?
I am furloughed, yes.
You've been furloughed. When are you back? Do you know yet?
Hopefully the first week in July, but you never know with everything changing every day.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps talking about July, don't they? It seems to be... All of a sudden, this date seems to be early. Right, everything's all good. Early July.
Well,
I keep hearing, like, whenever I speak to someone, early July.
Depends where you are. Guernsey, it's all back on. Dean earlier is going to the pub in a bit.
Just, wow. I know everyone keeps saying this. When we started the year, we didn't really expect to be having these conversations. But it is mad, some of the things that you're looking forward to now.
Yeah.
Whenever it is.
I saw someone earlier was in... a famous cafe that rhymes with Ratamanger, and they saw an egg salad sandwich and got a little bit teary for it. like reunited kind of thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if I was presented with a love bar right now, I probably would cry. Who do you normally pick, or what are you in the mood for, most importantly, Charlie, on Bangers today?
Oh, something, I don't know, to make us all happy and do a silly dance.
Okay, well, that's what Chris has got for you, I imagine, Chris?
Absolutely, I've got the one. Here it is. Have it. What a song. This is DMX, X Gon' Give It To Ya. I heard Molly off Matt and Molly fame introducing this recently on Radio 1. It was one of the maddest things I've ever heard. Just because it was done in Molly voice, you know?
Caller, is this what you're looking for?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, I've got another option for you. It's this! Basic as... WKD in hand, a sticky floor, it's what we all want, it's Booty Love, Boogie Tonight. So what are we having?
Well, this is a difficult decision because I always say go with Chris, and one time I was at a Winter Wonderland ball and I missed Chris's DJ set, won't go into it, and I thought, you know, if I ever get on Bangers... I'll choose him, but I'm afraid it's going to have to be Scott with the song today.
Oh. Are we losing you to the wind? Are you okay there, hon?
Yeah, no. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Scott.
All right, then.
Love. I love chocolate. It'll always be my first love, even before the boyfriend, and he knows that.
Hate.
Slow walkers. Everybody hates them. Don't do that. Speed up.
What do you love and what do you really, really hate?
Hi, I'm Cassie.
And I'm Roisin. Join us for a podcast uncovering unusual obsessions and irrational hatreds.
We're going to get right into the nitty-gritty about what's really ripping your knitting and what obsessions are taking over your life right now. In each episode, we will welcome another guest into our club, where no chat is off limits, no love is too bizarre, and no hate is too petty.
The Love Hate Club. Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Jess in Plymouth says, oh, well, I just want to go out now. I know.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
That was my banger, which was Booty Love and Boogie Tonight. Great news. They've opened clubs in the Netherlands. There's chairs on the dance floor which can't be moved. You know when they lock down the chair so you can't actually move them? You try and move them and it's like, okay, that doesn't move.
Yeah.
And they're all at least, no, I think they're 5 metres apart on the dance floor. So you just sit in that and have a little chair dance. I mean, what a load of fun that sounds. I'd rather
not go.
It's not
going to be awkward at all, isn't it?
No, I'm all right. I'll wait.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Liam, who's listening in Stirling, who says, is anyone else shattered today? I don't know why. Everyone just feels a bit like, whoa, today. Ed Sheeran and Khalid, beautiful people on Radio 1. How about you, Chris? Are you tired?
Yeah, I sort of get that. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's a weather thing or...
Just feels a bit of
I don't know.
Weird energy. Mia and Co. No, Mia in Coventry. See, tired. Mia in Coventry says, you guys are literally giving me life today. I'm working from home. I've been struggling a little bit with lockdown, but having your show and having your company just keeps me going. That's what we're here for. Okay. So, a brave move, I think, trying to teach someone with as good a voice as Rag & Bone Man how to sing. I'm not doing that. I'm reteaching them how to make it come from the heart, you know? Because this song, Rag & Bone Man is just a guest on it. It's Calvin Harris's song. So I wanted to try and get the absolute most out of his vocal. And I think you'll find I did it again. It's our golden moment today. Me and my vocal coach lesson with Rag & Bone Man. Here it is.
Scott Mills golden moment on Radio 1.
Rag & Bone Man is here on Radio 1. Are you up for my vocal coach lesson?
Yes,
then?
Yes.
We're going to use Giant.
All right.
Your song with Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a vocal coach? You're at a stage, surely, where you don't really need that anymore.
Pops doesn't need one.
Nah, I just drink whiskey and smoke fags.
Right, okay. Honest.
Yeah. Right, okay, so we're going to start the track. We're going to go from verse 2 from Don't Hide Your Emotions.
Okay.
All right, okay, so track's coming in. You just follow my instructions and you'll get more emotion out of the song, okay? Got a bit of reverb there, okay?
Reverb.
I'm feeling emotional.
Don't hide your emotions.
What should I do?
You can throw down your guard.
Good.
And free from a notion.
Who can we be?
We can be who we are.
Have I taught you anything?
It was you taught me something. Yeah.
What's that then?
The freedom is ours.
But what did I teach you living is?
It was you taught me living is. Togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Sing up, big man. What are you?
I am. Giant.
You are. Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you
what
see.
What are you?
I am giant.
Yes. What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. You are?
I am.
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 What? What?
Giant.
Yeah. Good. You are?
I am.
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 What?
Giant.
That is the maddest thing I've ever heard.
How did that go?
I think you just gave me an extra 20%.
Thank you. See, that's what I aim to please with pop stars. Potential number one now. I think even more. I really enjoyed that. That's one of my favourite ones.
Oh, yeah, it was stunning.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rag and Bone Man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jodie Cromartie of Killing Eve. That would be a good DJ set. Keep them coming in. We're not on next week. It's Clara next week. And then we're back the week after. We'll have some fresh ones for you. It's me and Chris on Radio 1. Classic Lily Allen with Smile in there as well. Yes, Chris?
JC Stewart. I've just seen a tweet of his, right?
One of our favourite new artists, yes?
Yeah. What I love about this tweet is there'll be people listening right now that I'm about to say what I'm going to say. And it's going to blow their mind also. But it's also a little bit like, you know, you should have known this before. Welcome along.
It's a bit welcome along, yeah.
Okay, so JC Stewart just tweeted, Will I Am is just William with full stops in the middle. Mind blown.
Yeah, he's just realised that.
Welcome along, JC Stewart.
We are playing your track in a minute, JC. I think what's happened there is he's still on his dad's farm in Northern Ireland. He's got a lot of spare time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then...
But someone listening right now is putting two and two together right now that Will I Am is just William.
They'll also be astounded when I tell you, look, Flo Rida is... It's just Florida.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Emma, did you know any of those things?
Yeah.
Of course you did. Right, so you're in Wellingborough, right?
I am, yeah.
Working from home?
Working from home, yep.
How many weeks is this now? Can you even remember?
I think it's like the 11th week.
Right,
I've been working from home since before the lockdown, so
any
quite
idea,
a long time.
Any idea when you're back?
Not too sure at the moment. So okay. We're just playing it by ear kind of thing.
Okay, what's your job?
I plan Tusky engineers, so for scrubber dryers.
And Emma, what do you think about this idea? Someone's just texted in. This is Sam from Leicester. Has just texted in suggesting that Mary Berry does a DJ set. What are you saying? I'm saying I'm here for that.
Get Paul Hollywood on there as well.
Okay.
Yes. Great show.
Okay, we can ask. We can ask. Okay, yeah. Now, I know that you're pretty into your hip-hop or R&B, all that. So
let's see
what I've got for you today. To be fair, okay. I picked this a while ago and I don't remember, so it's going to be a surprise to me too. Here we go. What is it? Because we pick our bangers weeks in advance, then they pop up and I'm like, I don't remember, but let's see.
Remember.
Oh, yeah, this is right up yours. R&B. Usher.
Yeah. Not quite sure.
What do you mean?
Pop, pop.
What do you mean? Like, you can't like R&B and not like Usher. Pop Your Collar. Great song.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you doing this again, Scott? Earlier on, you told Grace she was wrong. You're wrong, Grace. No, you're basically saying, Emma, actually, you're wrong. You do like this.
I've just heard that you liked this kind of music, and then it's like, all right, cool. But anyway, that's my choice.
Okay.
All right, Emma, it is a choice. You can have my choice today, which is this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was much better.
Yeah. What Chris has done here is he heard my rubbish Eminem choice that I made earlier this week and he's picked a better one, which is fair.
That's exactly it. I love this Eminem song so much. This is Without You.
Me.
Yeah.
You. Me.
Oh, Without Me. You. Yeah.
Me. All right.
Yeah.
Shall we just play Chris's?
Yeah, let's go for it. Two trailer park girls go round the outside.